homonyms and synonyms review. In my other videos, I went over these, but I'm going to go over them again. Homonyms are words that are spelled the same and sound the same, but have different meanings. So we can have bark, which is a tree's layer. The side of the tree is the bark. Or we can have bark where a dog's sound, where a dog barks at you. We can have match, where two pairs look the same way. Or we can have match, to light a flame, the ones that you light up and start fire. We can have pound. It's a unit of weight, how you weigh things. Or you can have pound, to beat something. To beat something. A rose, to stand up. Rose means to stand up. She rose. Or you can have a rose, which is a flower. A flower. So, let's repeat. Bark, bark, bark. Repeat. Match, match, match. Repeat. Pound, pound, pound. Repeat. Rose, rose, rose. Repeat. These are homonyms. Repeat, homonyms. Repeat, homonyms. It's two words spelled the same way, and they sound the same way, but they do not mean the same thing. This one is different from this one. Homony review. Write the two meanings of the word. So let's start with our exercise. And we're going to get our little booklet. And we're going to write die, die. These are two words that sound the same and look the same, but they don't mean the same thing. Die, die. So which one would it be? So let's write die. Let's write die. Die. But we want to know which one of those words matches. So, first word, to die, means death. Die means death. It also, this die means a cube with numbers. It's a little cube and it has numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on it, and you throw them. And those are die. So you have two definitions, so let's write them. So the answer is C, and it is death and a cube with numbers. Die means death. Die means cube with numbers. The next word is spring, spring, spring. Repeat. Spring. Spring. Two words spelled the same. And they look the same, and they sound the same, but they have two different meanings. So spring, what can you think about spring? There's spring where it's winter, fall, summer, spring. It's a season. So we can look for a season. And then there's a spring that coiled metal, where it's coiled, and they usually use them for mattresses where you sleep. So you have spring for season and spring for coiled metal. So let's write that down. Spring for season and spring for coiled metal. So this would be a coil. Let's see. So we have spring for season and spring for a coiled metal, and it's a little coil. Now, what I want you to do is also buy a thesaurus or a dictionary, because in middle school and high school, you will need that. Now, if you have a telephone, you can always Google it. But you need to know the definitions, especially for hominins. So band and band. A band can be where you have a lot of people playing instruments, like the guitar or the flute or the violin. That could be a band. And then we have a different band. So let's look for the first band. Which one can it be? Oxygen, musical group? Musical group is a band. And then the other band would be a ring. This is a ring, a band. It's also called a band. It's a ring. So let's write that down for band. Band, musical group, and then band can be a ring. So we have a musical group and a ring. Musical groups play music. It's a band, and band for ring. The last one we have is air. Air. So we know what air is. It's the air we smell, which is oxygen. Oxygen. Oxygen is another word for air. If you look in the science book, oxygen will be air. Then we have air, a lilting tune. Like you can play a very small little tune, and it's just barely coming out from a flute. Okay, it's like a small little whistle, like a lilting tune. So then we have air. Let's write that down. Air is oxygen, and then air is a lifting tune, a lilting tune. Okay? It's a very soft little whisper of a tune, like a music coming out of a clarinet or flute. And then you have oxygen, what you breathe. So air is oxygen. Air is a lilting tune. So two meanings, but the same word that's spelled the same way and sounds the same way. Synonym review. Synonyms are words that have the similar meanings, but spelled differently. Now, this is different from a homonym. Synonyms, they have the same meaning. They mean the same thing, but they're spelled totally different. So they're two different words that mean the same thing. Example, poor and needy mean the same thing. To be poor is not to have enough to eat or not enough money, so the needy is the same thing. They don't have enough food or not enough money to take care of themselves, so they're poor. Then you have love and adore. Love means that you care for someone. The same thing, you adore them, you love them. It's the same word, two different words, but the same meaning. Rich and wealthy. Rich means that you have a lot of money. And wealthy is the same thing. You have a lot of money. Enemy and foe. Enemy means that when you go to war, you're fighting against someone else, and that is your enemy. Foe is the same thing. You're fighting against your foe. Fight. Battle. When you're fighting someone in war, or you go to battle, where you're fighting them also. It's the same word, same meaning, but two different words that you can use. Now, when you're writing, you don't always have to use poor. You can say needy, or you can say the foe. I fought against my foe instead of I fought against my enemy. So you have different words. Harm, hurt. You can harm yourself, or you can hurt yourself. Or someone can harm themselves, or they can hurt themselves when they fall. Flower, blossom. Flower, when you grow in spring, the flowers come up. They're also called blossoms. The blossoms come up when the flowers open up. Hurry or rush. You're in a hurry to get to school because you're late. Hurry. Or you're in a rush to get to school. Quiet, silent. Quiet is to be very quiet. Silent is to be very silent. So it's the same word, same meaning, but two different words. Plate, dish. A plate is where you eat something, the same thing. A dish is where you eat, put your food and eat something. Lid, cover. When you have a jar, that's the lid. You take off the lid from the jar, it's also the cover. Center, middle. It's the center of something. Here's your hole in the center, or this is your middle. Come, arrive. Someone can come and someone can arrive to your house. Get, receive. You get something, or you can receive something. Someone gives you something. Laugh, giggle. Laugh when someone's laughing at you, or they giggle at your jokes. Giggle. Paste and glue. Paste is when you're putting something together and it sticks. Glue, it's the same thing. You put it together to stick. Cool, chilly. It's cool in this room. It's a little chilly in this room. It's the same meaning, two different words. Smile, grin. To smile or to grin. Cry, sob. It's when you're crying or sob. When you cry, you sob. Sob and cry are the same thing. Damp, wet. When something is damp, that water fell on the ground, and then it's also wet. Children, kids. Children, little children running around playing in the playground. You can also call them the kids. They're running around playing in the playground. Chair, seat. Chair and seat. This is a chair. It can also be a seat. Late, tardy. When you get to school, you woke up late, and then you get to school and you're tardy. Fire, flame. Fire is when you start a fire. Flame is when it's already going, so you have a fire and flame. These are all synonyms, words that have similar meanings, but spelled differently. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to write, what you need to do is you need to go to Google and Google thesaurus, all right? And that will give you synonyms and antonyms and homonyms, and that will help you when you're writing. Okay, and later on at the end, I will write down the word thesaurus and you can put it in. So let's move on to the next one. What you need to do, a synonyms review, is match the word with the correct letter and word. So we have begin. Begin means that you're starting here and you're beginning to do something. So which one would fit that? Begin. Is it noisy? Is it toss? Is it start? Nice, pick, or unhappy? So begin would be to start. So let's write that down. Let's write synonym. Synonyms. And let's write begin. Is to start. Begin. When you're in a race and you begin to run and you start the race. Begin and start. The next one is kind. Which one would fit it? Noisy, toss, nice, pick, or unhappy. To be kind is when you go and help someone. So which one would be kind? It would be nice. Kind and nice. Write that down. Kind and nice. I'm kind to my neighbor, or I am nice to my neighbor by helping them. The next one is choose. Choose is I choose to get this. Choose. Which one would be noisy, toss, start, nice, pick, or unhappy? To choose is I choose this. So it would be pick. Choose is to pick. So write that down. Choose. Pick. I want you to be writing these down, so choose, write this down, choose is to pick. I choose that apple. I picked that apple. Choose and pick are the same meaning. Loud. Loud. What would loud be? Noisy, toss, or unhappy? Loud would be noisy. Noisy. It's noisy outside. So you cover your ears because it's too noisy. So noisy would be loud. Let's write that down. Loud and noisy. Write it down. Loud and noisy. Loud and noisy. It is very loud when you go and hear a band. It's very noisy because the music's playing so loud. Throw. What would throw be? Noisy, toss, start, nice, pick, unhappy. Throw is to toss. Toss. Throw is to toss. So let's write throw means to toss. Throw is to get a ball and throw it. Or you can get a ball and toss. So, throw means toss. And I skipped one, which was sad. Sad means when you're sad. So this one would be unhappy. Unhappy. So when you're sad, you're also unhappy. It's the same meaning, different words. So you say sad is unhappy. Right? Sad, unhappy. Now, what you're going to do is you're going to match the words with the correct letter and word. So you're going to do this side on your own. Cry, save, cut, friend, song, sleep, clip, pal, tune, snooze, sob, keep. Which one of those words is the same as this side of the words? So you choose. Okay? So you're going to do this by yourself. That is your homework, your practice. All right, let's go on to the next one. This is a new fluency. Practice reading sight words as fast as you can for 1 minute. I'm going to go over the first ones because these are the same. This is the same thing as this and the same thing as this. Okay, so I'm just going to go over these, and you practice reading them this way. And practice them for 1 minute. How fast can you read these words before 1 minute? Okay, because you have to memorize them. First word, out, out. They, said, said, from, up, or, what, an, have, so, only, it's, were, her, you, one, about, which, into, than, other, would, new, she, some. Let's go over some of the definitions for these words. Out, I want to go out to the other room, out. They, when we're talking about different people, a lot of people, they went to the store. Said, I said, please sit down. I said, please sit down. From, I went from this place to the other room. I went from this room to the other room. From, up, I can look up and see the sky. Or, I want a candy, or I might want to go see a movie. Or, you compare two things. What do you need? What do you need for a question? I saw an elephant at the zoo. Have. I have three pens. So I wanted to go to the movies, but my friend wanted to just go to the park. So I only have one control. I only have one control. Only it's going. There's a little dog, and it's not very friendly. So when you use this, it's you're saying that it's some kind of desk or animal. So this is it's. It's not a contraction. The contraction would have an apostrophe. So this is just the word it's. It's saying like me. It's a dog, or it's a desk. We were going to the store, but my mom got mad. I wanted to go to her party. Her is for a girl. Her. You. I am talking to you. You. One. It's the number one. About. I wanted to talk to you about all these lessons. About. Which. Shoes should I buy? Which shoes should I buy? Into, I went into the pool to swim. I went into the pool to swim. Then, it is better to jump than fall. It is better to jump than fall. Other. The other day, I went to Kmart. Other. Wood. This is not the same thing as wood that you would burn. This is the word wood. Wood is, I would like to see my dad. Wood. New. I bought some new shoes. I bought some new, a new sweater. New. She is for a girl. She saw her mom at the store buying groceries. Some have blonde hair and some have black hair. Some, when you're talking about, is you're telling them that there are a few that have some. A few means like one or two people have some blonde hair, or some have black hair. Okay, so these are the definitions for these words. These are sentences for these words. So they repeat. You have to read them in 1 minute. You have to memorize them.